It's Matty Garwood for Oz Made. We are playing the biggest Aussie hits at night right around the country. And you might recall a chat that we had with Mark from Fingerless, tambourine addict who plays the drugs. They have got a brand new single out with an accompanying video. Thanks so much for coming on, Mark from Fingerless.
Hey, how you doing?
What are you up to today? What have you got out and about doing?
Just heading back to uni.
What are you studying at uni?
Archaeology.
Awesome. That's a bit different to playing with the music. Do you ever find any inspiration from that?
Yeah, actually. Because it's such a diverse subject, you've got all of human history, basically, right from early hominins following human evolution right up to, 50 years ago, and World War II sites and whatever else you want to talk about where people have been. Yeah, I get inspiration from that a lot, actually.
And how did you actually decide that that's what you wanted to study along with your music?
I originally applied to study music and I didn't get accepted. In my head, I was like, you know what, that's actually probably a good thing, because if I studied music, maybe I'd sort of burn out and
sure.
get sick of it. And so now I kind of use it as a thing on the side to stop me going crazy when I'm getting too stressed out by having to read and write and do all this other stuff that's just nonstop. So, yeah, now it kind of keeps me sane, which is good.
Well, Scarborough, are you going to Scarborough Fair? I asked you that question because that's a song that I had to sing when I was in school choir. But you've got the brand new one out. Tell us a little bit about Scarborough.
The idea of the song, it was not supposed to be about Scarborough at all originally. That idea crept in later. The song was originally inspired by a situation that was going on with one of my friends. It sort of developed into a different story, which is totally fictional, but I think it's a really interesting concept, which is a love triangle. And for me, it just sounded like a medieval folklore-y sounding song. So I just thought I'll just set it in sort of 18th, 19th century to give it a bit of weird time depth. And the word Scarborough just fit right in because that's where my grandparents are from in the UK. And for whatever reason, that I just stuck with that. And now it's this weird folk song about a love triangle in Scarborough.
I mean, something that's cool about Scarborough is because you guys, you've normally been a bit of hazy, psychic funk with the feel, but this one's got a bit of a different taste to it.
With this one in particular, you can hear that it was originally written as an acoustic-y sort of song, and then it developed into a band song after I sort of showed it to everyone else. Originally, I was thinking, like, this will be a really cool song to have recorded as a quiet, somber, really moody track, but then it just got loud because we had drums and we had three of us singing and we had keyboards and stuff. So it just sort of changed once we started playing it together as a band. It was really interesting.
Something else that's cool that you guys do, you like to do it without the click track and with minimal overdubs. I'm sure that that's what you've done with Scarborough as well.
Yep. So we recorded this in the same session as the last song and it was all the same setup for the whole weekend. The previous album that we did was very heavy with overdubs, lots of acoustic guitars, overlays and lots of extra keyboards and lots of extra percussion and stuff. So for this, we went in with the idea of let's just record this as a band, how we play it live, and then if it needs anything, we'll add a little bit, but we'll try and make sure it just more or less sounds how we sound as a live band.
Yeah, because you see a lot of people going to shows of some of their favourite artists and finding that it sounds so different because they aren't able to emulate how processed it is from the studio onto the stage.
I've been thinking about that a lot recently, and one of my favourite bands is Ween, and if you listen to some of their early records, it is them sitting in a room recording all of it on a four-track cassette recorder, recording layer after layer of all this weird stuff, which is why they're so good. And then you see them playing the same songs live, and it's just them as a band playing it, and it's totally different, but it's incredible because they're a really good live band. So I thought about them as an inspiration of what we might be doing, I don't know, in the future.
And using the same setup obviously means that you've got the underpants over the drums and the drums filled with odd socks as well.
Yeah, it's classic. Yeah.
Got it. It's going to happen
every
time.
Part of our sound now.
Yeah, it is literally part of the sound, hey?
Yeah.
So what else, Mark, what else is Fingerless looking forward to into 2020?
So we're putting out another song in about 2 weeks. That'll be the last song we do this year. Last night I was just listening to, I think it was the final mix, it sounds pretty good, of what we're releasing next year. So we've got a couple of songs ready for next year. And they, I mean, obviously it's me saying it, so I'm going, yeah, it's the best song I've ever heard. No, but they're very different. We're trying to release something different every time. Next year's stuff is almost like dance music. I'm not really sure.
Sure. Very cool. Well, we are very much looking forward to those new tracks, just like looking forward to playing this new one, Scarborough. Mark from Fingerless, thank you so much for joining me. We're going to play it right now. This is Brisbane's Hazy Funk Fan, but they've toned it down but got heavy again. We are loving it. Scarborough playing right now on Oz Made.